from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the rewrap for Friday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, guest starring Larry Williams on News Talk ZB. I am Glenn ZB, and today we need to discuss the Peters situation again. We're still on Winston Watch, of course. We've got a bit of driver distraction going on because of gadgets and cars. Young people's attitude towards social media, there's some statistics that are really hard to believe. And let's talk flash tellies, because why wouldn't you? But before any of that, a lot of talk around how much teachers get paid this week.
On the teachers' pay, Catherine says, yes, all teachers are paid the same, good ones and dud ones. What a lot of people don't realise is that parents have incredible power, but most don't use it. Parents have the power to get rid of dud teachers, either through consistently visiting the teacher and or the school's leader, or talking with the school board's parent rep. Well, that may be the case. Look, I get a lot of comments on the teachers' pay rise. I wouldn't begrudge teachers a pay rise. Good teachers, that is. Our teachers are paid much less than their colleagues across the ditch. If it's a Labor New Zealand First Greens government, they will get their 14.5% increase, no doubt about it. I'm not so sure about National. The question is, what changes in education and teaching will happen once teachers get a bit more? The answer would seem not a lot. The NZEI rejected outright the idea of ACT. They floated like a $1 billion injection to pay good teachers more and bad teachers less. Teachers on the top rate of, what, $76,000 now would move to $120,000. But it was dissed as being a recipe for disaster. It would undermine public education, undermine teachers, undermine unions. What the union wants is a top rate of $87,000. That's great teachers and dud teachers. They get paid the same. You see, paying teachers for excellence is repugnant to those socialist unions. Remarkable it is, in my view anyway, that teachers actually buy into this stuff. They hate charter schools as well. This is the unions. The charter schools are history if their comrades get into government. And think about that for a moment. The kids that didn't do well in the public system, the underprivileged usually, kids from struggling lower socio-economic families, the kids who have achieved beyond expectation in charter schools, and their school is going to be closed. Closed. And why? Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because of nutbar ideology. The last thing they care about is the kids.
I mean, as I've said before, thanks to teachers, my kids go away from me for many hours at a time. And really, I will pay all my money in order for that to happen. There's no amount of money that is too large to keep that going. Winston Watch, it's still happening, of course.
Another matter this week, the coalition talks. Peters says he just can't win with the public media and commentariat. The situation was like being between the devil and the deep blue sea, Mr. Peters said yesterday. Well, that is true. That is true. I get where he's coming from. But it's also true that Mr. 7.5% is calling the shots here, whatever way you slice and dice it, whatever way you look at it. I'm certainly not whining about this mess. It's how MMP works. I think it's a dog. I've always thought it's a dog. But it's the price of democracy. Even if I smell a train wreck, whichever way Winston Peters decides to flip. Yes, there is a perception that Peters is pretty much calling all the shots and it's more about baubles than policy. That's perception, but I guess that's premature until the fat lady sings. However, it is being reported that the absolute bottom line is a re-entry to Pike River Mine. If that is the case, this entire thing is a charade. It is a circus. And can I suggest, if that I mean, the country will pay a price.
We had audio from Winston we were playing this morning, and it's been in our news bulletins as well, of him complaining about the media reporting that we're all waiting for him to make up his mind rather than his caucus and his party. But that's pretty rich, because I'm pretty sure about 99 out of 100 people who voted for New Zealand First weren't voting for New Zealand First. If you know what I mean. Anyway, let's talk about... this is quite interesting. They've been doing tests on how distracted drivers have become by all the cool stuff in their cool new cars.
Richard, a new survey showing infotainment devices in cars are causing more crashes.
Yeah, here's a surprise. Not a new study by this country's leading motoring association, AAA, says the infotainment centres that are becoming more and more sophisticated in cars lately are leading to more distracted driving. The study found that some of the tech being built in, including touchscreens, can distract drivers from the road for more than 40 seconds. They rated 30 new vehicles, found that two-thirds of them have built-in technology systems that are highly distracting. Driving at just 40 k's an hour, you can travel a length of 4 football fields during the time it takes to enter a destination into a car navigation system. And in fact, they found that not one of the new models received a good score when it comes to distractions and gadgetry.
See, there's really no end to how devious and nefarious the robots are with their robot apocalypse takeover of the world. We are under the impression that we've got all these cool added features and conveniences in our new vehicles, but in actual fact, it's just clever ways of killing us. Thanks, robots. Thanks once again. They're killing us, and we don't even suspect for a moment that they're doing it. It's brilliant, I tell you what. And of course, they'll get our kids too.
Trending now on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
A survey of teenagers has found they're not as enamoured with social media as we maybe first thought. It found almost two-thirds of school children would not mind if social media had never been invented. Two-thirds. The survey of about 5,000 British students was commissioned by Digital Awareness UK and the Headmasters and Headmistresses Conference. It also gives a potential reason why they're not totally sold on social. And it's not hard to guess this one. 57% of the kids say they had received abusive comments online. 56% admitted to being on the edge of addiction.
Well, this is just obviously not true.
Isn't it? Why not?
Well, I mean, my kids, for example, I think they would probably they'd just die if the social media
was
taken
away. I know we're running out of time. Some of the stuff you go on Twitter and all, it's just abuse. I mean, why do people get involved? I've got no idea.
No, I don't know either. But.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, it's basically like life support now, these devices. If you unplug them, they'll flatline within moments. So, I mean, maybe they don't like it. I mean, nobody probably likes being plugged into a life support machine either, but if you're not plugged in, you're missing out. Let's finish up here with something that... here's some technology that I would love, and we're just giving it away.
Just a note that over the next few weeks, Mike is giving away 5 Panasonic 4K 55-inch televisions.
We thought, why give away one telly when we can give away 5?
I would like one of them. 4K, those are the things the new Apple actually hooks up with them, I think. Is that right?
Correct.
Apple TV, the new one doesn't hook up with my Panasonic. Okay. Anyway, so that's fantastic. Dr. Foster returns to TVNZ 1 at 8:30 p.m. on Monday. You note the ZB keyword that appears during the show and be listening to the Mike Hosking Breakfast on Tuesday to win. For more, you go to newstalkzb.co.nz. So that is 5. He's given 5 of these things away. Panasonic, I don't think you get a better television, actually. And I'm not, you know, I just have a Panasonic. I love them. And the 4K 55-inch TVs, that's a fantastic price.
Yeah, I mean, imagine watching Dr. Foster in 4K.
Yeah,
seeing those grisly murders in that higher definition.
I have to tell you, I've got no idea what 4K is, but it's a television. I'm sure.
Well, it's got to be better.
I'm sure it's got to be better than what I've got.
Got to be.
It's about 3 years old.
My television is about 15 years old.
Yeah. So what was that? 7? Was that 7? 7 delivered, 5 given away.
That's what we're hoping, Larry.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Oh, my God, please let that. I was reviewing a smart TV over the last couple of weeks. It's a 55-inch, which is not the biggest television around, but it's certainly bigger than my paltry 42-inch that I bought about 15 years ago. And now I've had to go back to the 42-inch, and it's so hard. It's causing me physical pain every time I look at it. I think I might just have to stop watching TV altogether. Just like the kids with their social media. Yeah, like that's never going to happen. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap for Friday and the week. We'll wrap it all up again for you on Monday. Mike Hosking will be back. And I never go anywhere.